نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In today's majlis, which is probably the last majlis for this ta'limiya, this majlis I'm addressing to my own self and our graduating ulama who will probably be leaving us soon, and those at the maqami also and busy with the khidmat of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a majlis of Hazrat Shah Rasulullah Rahmatullah Alayh, which indeed is very pertinent to all of us. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial, inshaAllah. When a person loves something or somebody and that person is his mahbub, then when that mahbub departs, us par gham hota hai. It's normal phenomena of a human being. When you love somebody or something, and that when that person departs, then you feel gham on the firaq. You feel grief in your heart that now we have to part ways, and Allah knows whether you'll ever meet again. And sometimes when a person parts, he leaves this dunya, he goes away into the akhirah, and you love that person. So for you to feel grief in your heart is a normal thing, and it's a correct thing also, and it's in accordance with a person's nature normally. When you love somebody, when that thing or some person, when he passes away, or that person, he leaves you and he goes away, you feel pain in your heart. So I remember myself when I was doing Mishkat Sharif, I finished Mishkat Sharif. So that time, Hazrat Mu'abrasa Rahmatullah Alayhi, he just got Bukhari Sharif, he was teaching like probably first, second time. And I wanted to go to Jalalabad to spend time with Hazrat Maulana Masullah Khan. And one of my ustads told me, Hazrat Ji is not well now, so if you want his sohbat, then you should leave for Jalalabad now. So it was a very difficult situation to choose between doing Bukhari Sharif under Hazrat Maulana Abrasa Rahmatullah Alayhi and going to Jalalabad and getting the sohbat of Hazrat Maulana Masullah Khan, Rahimahullah. So eventually I made a decision, because Hazrat was my Sheikh Maulana Masullah Khan, that I will go to Jalalabad. So I went for permission by Hazrat Maulana Abrasa to tell him I'm departing and I need permission to go to Jalalabad. So Hazrat Maulana Abrasa Rahmatullah Ali was lying down. He had his head on the pillow. And then I told him, Hazrat, I want ijazat to go to Jalalabad to do my Bukhari there so that I can get the sohbat of Maulana Masullah Khan. So Hazrat's words were in answer, he said, Jane ki ijazat hai, lekin furqat par gham hoga. I give you permission to go, but I'll be sad on your separation. That's what he was here. Jane ki ijazat hai, lekin furqat par gham hoga. I give you permission to go, but I'll be very sad. So that was a love between the ustad and the student. You don't get that anymore. Like how in those days, those students had so much love for the ustad, and the ustad had so much love for the students. It's hard to even leave your ustad, and hard to depart also. Very difficult situation. But life has to carry on. So yeah, I went there to Jalalabad. So I spent some time there in Jalalabad, in the sohbat of Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rahimahullah. And after about 3-4 months, Hazrat Ji passed away while I was there in Jalalabad. Then Maulana Abrasa Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote one letter to me, ke tum nafa mein rahe, ab wapas aa jao. That you attained benefit by going to Jalalabad, you got the sohbat of Rasulullah Khan, now you come back to Targeshwar. So I had to finish the year and then I had to pack up again once more and I went back. Maulana wrote me a letter actually, himself, Maulana Rahmatullah. So we have time to separate and we have to part ways. Then you feel pain in your heart. That's a normal thing. Then Shah Rasulullah Rahmatullah Ali mentions that Sometimes, when you don't love somebody or you don't love something, and you separate from that and you feel nothing in your heart, you'll feel nothing. There's no, in your heart, there's no pain or any anguish or rancor or harm. He said, that's normal. Because you didn't love that item or that thing or that person. And then he separated, you don't feel any harm. And he says the third one is, the third surat, that you don't love that person, you don't love that thing, and then you separate, and then you make izhar of harm. You're acting like as if, no, you're feeling some pain in your heart for separate, but you don't love that person, you don't love that thing, but you're making izhar of harm. So he says, what to kiss me? Then that will be considered a lie. You never loved the person. Now why are you acting as if like you're crying some crocodile tears and all? Why are you crying crocodile tears? You never loved that person. There's no need to cry any crocodile tears. Now that will be considered to be kizb. That will be considered to be a lie. And thereafter what he said was ajeeb. He said, aaj hamara jo naas hua hai, wo isliye ke humne minbar par baith kar deen ke baab mein nifaq se kaam liya hai. Today we sit on a minbar, but we are not practical Muslims. And then we want to give big bayans and big majlis and big things like that. But in our own lives, the deen is not there. Ye khida, this is deception. Deception. That our hal and our qal is not matching up. Our condition and our words, they're not tying up. Ye ma'yub or mazmoom hai. It's very bad that we are speaking all nice things, but at the end of the day, our condition internally, internal condition, internal connection with Allah Ta'ala, internal nisbat is not found. Ye bahut mazmoom cheez hai. It's very bad that. And he gives one waqi'ah. He said, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muajir Makki rahimahullah, obviously he was our dada, Sheikh in the Thanvi Silsila. To Hazrat ke yaha, there was one alim there, staying by Hazrat. But Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muajir Makki. So what he was doing, he was saying some madhiya ash'ar in praise of Hazrat. Some ash'ar, he was saying poetry. Madhiya. Madhiya means for praising. Madah. To praise. Hazrat was listening to the poetry. Lekin rang badal raha tha. His whole complexion and demeanor started changing. When that person finished saying all that poetry in praise of Hazrat, to farmaya Hazrat ne, ke kyun jootiyan lagate ho? Why are you hitting me with your jumpers? Why are you taking out your shoes and smashing me with your shoes, with your jumpers? Why are you doing that to me? Because in Hazrat's heart, he says, your words in my praise and my hal from inside are not matching up. Your words of praise on the outside and my condition of my heart on the inside, it's not tying up. So on what basis are you praising me? And for what are you praising me? Tum kyun mujhe joote lagate ho? Why are you taking your shoes and you hitting me with your shoes? Allah said that. So our Ahlullah, they were not like us. They were true, they were pious, they were genuinely pious. That's why they reached the mansab of Shaykh Ukhat, because they were always concerned of their hal on the inside. What is my condition on the inside? What is my condition on my inside? Is my condition right? Is my condition wrong? And when they reached that maqam of Shaykh Ukhat, Allah brought them on that maqam for that same reason. Because they were always in that figure, what is my condition on the inside? See, And when Allah brings them on that maqam, if you look after the maqam, then Allah will keep you in that mansab. And if you don't look after the maqam, that mansab, Allah will make salb of it. Allah takes it away also. So therefore, Hazrat then brings one unwan and he says, Ye khushnuma alfaz aur quwwat-e bayan ka zamana hai. In the era in which we are living in, it's only about giving beautiful bayans, beautiful words, khushnuma alfaz, you know, poetic. And then you get certain people, they are muqarrireen, so they are orators. They can give a very bombastic bayan to bamboozle everybody. So, and they give a lot of stories, and they make you enjoy the bayan. And you think, mashallah, what a great speaker this is. He says, that is the zamana that we are living in. Aajkal, our brains, we lost our brains, as it said. We have no samaj and understanding left. Qalb aur hal ki taraf bilkul koi parwa nahi. We don't care what's happening on the inside. Bas zuban, takreer, khushnuma alfaz. Bas, you can give a good zuban, a good bayan, good takreer, beautiful words. And then we think that we have achieved and we've done fantastic job. As I say, our Ahlullah are not like that. They don't look at words. They don't look at qal. They only look on hal. They don't look about words. They don't care about your words. They look at your hal. What is your hal? What is your... Today Allah make us maaf. We give nice bayan. Two people praise us. Next thing we in the clouds. Now we are... There's nobody like us. Chaibar. Ham jaise koi nahi. Chapri chapri. Meechi meechi baate. Sweet sweet talk. Slippery slippery talk. That has become, Maulana, the norm of the day. And we only want to frequent such people's bayans also. That we can get well entertained. It's more about entertainment now. It's not about Islam. It's no more worry about rectification of the qalb and creating nisbat with Allah. So those Ahlullah, they can't put two sentences properly, never went to school also. But with so much of asar, they speak, Maulana. And so soft they will speak, but those words will reach directly into the heart and people's lives start changing. Well, they're just giving good, good bayans, everybody came out after that and they said, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. But then it had zero impact on the heart. Nobody's life is changing. Neither the speaker's life is changing, neither the audience's life is changing. So isme fayda kya ho? What was the benefit of that? Asal to hai islah, asal to hai hal. What is your condition on the inside? That's why Hazrat said this poem, Shah Wasilla Rahmatullah Ali, Kaaba bhi gaye, par na gaya ishq buto ka. Fellow went, ended up by the Kaaba, but the love of the idols still never come out from his heart. Logo ke nazdeek aji, to zamzam bhi piya, par na buji aag jigar ki. And then he drank zamzam, but he even couldn't quench his thirst and provide water to his liver. You see? Because it's only a surat. There's no haqiqat to it. There's no haqiqat to it. To logo ke nazdeek buzrugi mahaz meethi meethe baate karna hai. To speak sweet, sweet talk. Halaki Allah Ta'ala is not cared about our words. Allah is not cared about our surat. Allah is cared about our insight. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَادِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ. Allah is not cared about what you look like on the outside. Allah is not cared about your appearance. وَلَكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah is cared what you have in your heart, and Allah is cared about our a'mal. التَّقْوَى هَا هُنَا. He said, taqwa is here. وَيُشِيرُ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made ishara towards his chest. This is where taqwa is. Taqwa is here. You see the munafiqs. The munafiqs. What is nifaq? Nifaq is only on the outside. Actually, nifaq is like a surang, a hole. That's called nifaq. You see? Now you'll think on the outside that it's genuine on the inside, but inside you're khoklah. Inside is a big hole inside. You see, like people when they go to Dubai and they buy gold in Dubai, then I tell them never buy gold from Dubai. Because all those Dubai merchants are the Hindus from Bombay. Who's selling gold in those Dubai markets. And they got caught. What they were doing is they were just putting a gold coating on the outside, and inside they're putting all other things inside. And they were selling it as gold, and they got caught in Dubai. So don't ever buy gold there. They'll sell you nifaq. Don't buy gold in Dubai, they will sell you nifaq. If you want to buy gold, go to Madinah Tayyibah. You'll get pure, genuine gold. And they won't do you down. They nag people in Madinah Tayyibah. So that's why it's called nifaq. Because what you're thinking is on the inside is not there. It's only on the outside. You see? So the Quran Sharif also says, this munafiq used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِنْ يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. When you speak in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also the way they will speak, you just want to listen to them. But what they're harboring ill on their inside, only Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew who are the munafiqs and who not the munafiqs. Today we can't call anybody a munafiq. But we shouldn't call anyone a munafiq because we don't know what people have on their inside. We are mukallaf of zahir. What is apparent on the outside, that's how we have to judge. So I came across one story. I was reading in our Jamiatul Ulama, mashallah, now they're taking out some stories from those senior ulama, founding ulama in our country who came, they established the Jamiat, and not only the Jamiatul Ulama, also in all the different areas, those ulama that came, our Salaf al-Saliheen, they graduated from in Dioban and all other institutions, and they came back and they did great sterling work in our country. So a bit of their biography and their history. So we are busy reading the story of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Rahimahullah. So in that small little page that I read regarding Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Rahimahullah, it was written there that his cousin Chota Mota from Amzinto, we all know Chota Mota, Hazrat Qari Ismail Sahab's father, and he had great love for me, and also I remember him, he was the person who had the Talibul Haq, the first part, he used to come to Harding and see the Maktab when we were small children growing up and all that. So we know them from the time we were very, very small. They should have lunch with my father at our house. I remember all that, those days. So till the end, he had a lot of muhabbat for me because Hazrat Qari Sahab. So nevertheless, he said, Hazrat Chota Mota was an artist. So he knew how to paint. So he told him, he says, when I came back from India, everything, he told me, that see, I've got some paintings. You must choose one painting. One painting you like. So I chose a painting. There were many paintings, but I chose a painting of a rose. And next to the rose, there was a thumb that was trickling with blood. There's a rose, beautiful rose, and next to the rose, there is a thumb trickling with blood. So he says, because of the depth of the meaning of that painting, I decided to keep that one. Because that rose, as beautiful as it is, if you're not careful, because the rose comes with thorns, if you're not careful, you will end up pricking yourself and blood coming out from your fingers. Blood can come out from your fingers. You see? Now the rose is so beautiful. You get all colors of roses, red roses, white roses, all are very, very beautiful. But now if you're not careful, then the blood's going to come out from your finger. So he says, see, that example of what Taswir Hazrat Chota Mota had drawn on the painting, what it depicts, he says, this dunya is like a rose, very, very beautiful. But if you're not careful in this dunya, and you don't adopt taqwa in this dunya, you're going to end up pricking yourself, and blood is going to come out. So my dear respected students, especially ulama who are graduating and leaving us, the dunya is very captivating. But be careful of the dunya. Serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala in such a manner that the dunya becomes secondary and the deen is primary. If we can do that, inshallah, we will be successful. And you don't have to explain to anyone, I'm a rose. Where did you see that the rose, he makes an announcement, I'm a rose? A rose doesn't have to announce, I'm a rose. There's one poet said in an Urdu beautiful poem, he says, Marde haqqani ki peshani ka noor. Marde haqqani ki peshani ka noor. Kaise chup sakta hai peshe dishoor. When a person is a truthful person, a pious person, a muttaqi person, a person that is close to Allah Ta'ala, then he is a beautiful rose that will give out a scent. There's no need to him for him to announce that I'm a rose. Everybody will get the scent. Marde haqqani ki peshani ka noor. Kaise chup sakta hai peshe dishoor. Become that rose that gives out a beautiful scent. You don't need to announce it. If the fellow can't smell it, something wrong with his nose. Samajh mein aaya? Something wrong with his nose. So there's no need to make announcements. But serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Day and night serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That is the reason why our mashayikh, they were only considered about hal, not zuban. That's why if you go in the sohbat of the mashayikh, they don't even allow you to talk. Zuban band. You have to close your zuban. That's one of the adabs and one of the etiquettes of the khanqa. When you are in the presence of the sheikh in the khanqa, then there you're not allowed to talk. The usul of the khanqa is sheikh is zuban and the khan of the murid. His ear, the ear of the murid and the tongue of the sheikh, not vice versa. If the sheikh gives you instruction, you have to follow it without question. Whatever he tells you, you must listen to it. Lekin aajkal, mashayikh se i'tiqad nahi raha. People don't have i'tiqad on mashayikh anymore. This is telling how many years ago, Hazrat Shah Wasullah Rahmatullah Ali. Yasif awam mein nahi. And this problem is not only found in amongst the awam, that they no more have i'tiqad for mashayikh. Balki parhe likhe logo mein bhi mubtala hai isme. Those people that are educated, so-called ulama, they also understand that. What happens? Allah says that today they look at the murids and they say that this murid, his murid is like this and his murid is like that. Why don't you look at the sheikh himself and see what is his condition and what is his hal? Otherwise this is bare adabi, that now you start attacking the mashayikh and finding faults in the mashayikh. That's not right, that. So Allah save us from that. Allah save us from that. And then just like how people when going to madrasa, they have different levels of isti'adad and capacity and capability. Allah hasn't given everybody the same level, capacity, capability. Allah hasn't given everybody same zahanat, intelligence, all that. Allah has kept everybody. That's a deen from Allah. But Allah Ta'ala has given faqaha and all that to a person. Then ma yurid Allahu bi khairan yufaqihu fi din. So everybody's capacity is not the same. So now, if a person went in a madrasa and he couldn't get his ibarat right, will you blame the madrasa for that? The madrasa is going to try everything to fix the ibarat. So, kullu fa'ilin marfu'un and all that. So, all those usuls, you see. So we have to know what is fa'il, what is maf'ul, what is muzaf ilay, and all, what is nahwa, what is sarf, all these things. So one fellow was saying, Maulana, I only have a few problems, he says. So when I read Ibarat, I just make a small mistakes in my Ibarat, and sometimes I make mistake in the translation, otherwise the rest is all right. He says the rest is all right, only the Ibarat here, sometimes when I read then I get it wrong, and sometimes when I translate I get it wrong, otherwise the rest of it is all okay. He says. Now can you blame the madrasa if the student's istidad never came right? No, you can't blame the madrasa for that. Because Allah Ta'ala has produced different levels of people. Some come with istidad, some don't come with istidad, based on the person's own zarf. That's the amount he takes and he goes. In the same way, when people come by the mashayikh as well, They don't get everybody the same amount from the Mashaykhs in the Sohbat of the Shaykh. That will be based on istiadad also. Hazrat Shah Rasulullah Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, some people come, they got no istiadad. Their istiadad is very, very weak. But they have i'tiqad in the Shaykh. I love this person for the sake of Allah. Would that they stay? I'm a weak person. I got no brains. I'm weak in my amal. I'm weak in my akhlaq. I'm weak. But this is my Shaykh and I love him. So I mood him. That's what. And they stay like that. But no istiadad, nothing. They're not going anywhere also. They're not going front also. So Hazrat says, such people also, they wouldn't go empty-handed. On the day of Qiyamah, just because they had aqidat, those mashayikh would intercede on their behalf in akhirat. They will not go just because of the love that they had for the Shaykh. So leave alone making tanqeed and tanqis and all these type of things, nuktachini, these things that are happening nowadays. And people feel that these mashayikh, these old people, what do they know? They know nothing. Today we have new tahqiqat. Allah save us from these new tahqiqat. They are very dangerous, these new tahqiqats. Do not come like the blowing wind and go in whichever direction the wind is blowing. What our mashayikh have understood from Quran and Hadith, we can't understand even if we think for the next 50-100 years. So what they have given us, we stick with that. And stick with the call of Jamhur Ulama. What is the majority view in the Masail? Stick with that. Don't go into people's tafarudat. He can be the most renowned, world-renowned scholar. Good luck to him. We respect his view. But because it's not the call of Jamhur, never follow him. It's not even allowed for us to follow a Sahabi in his tafarud. A Sahabi also. Not allowed to follow in his tafarud. If we are not allowed to follow a Sahabi in his tafarud, how can we follow a renowned scholar of today's times in his tafarud? How can it be permissible? Can never be permissible. I don't want to go into details and give examples, but there are many examples where in the Sahaba were not followed in the tafarudat. So how can we follow ulama today in the tafarudat? Why don't we stick with the call of Jamhur? Why don't we stick with Sawadi Azam, the majority view? If we stick with the majority view, inshallah, we will be safe. Allah Ta'ala keep us safe. So therefore, my dear respected brothers, it is important for us to understand that even our ibadat and our tayaqqus, when we awake and we making ibadat, and the mashayikh who are sleeping, our ibadat and tayaqqus is not equal to the level of the mashayikh, even if they are sleeping also. Because this is to do with the qulub. Everything is to do with the qulub. What is in their hearts, we can never reach them. When it comes to the mashayikh, we can speak their talk. We can speak their talk, we can follow them in their qul. We can follow them in their fi'l, but we can't reach them in hal. We can't reach them in hal. So where the level Allah Ta'ala ne unko panchaya, hum wahan tak kaise pahunch sakte hain? Qal mein hum bol sakte hain, fi'l mein bhi hum kar sakte hain, lekin hal mein hum nahi pahunch sakte. We can't reach them in our hal. And in conclusion, Hazrat Mawlana Shafi'i Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, towards the latter part of his life, when he was very, very weak, then on the day of Jumu'ah, people used to come to make musafaha with Mawlana Shafi'i Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi after Jumu'ah. Now, obviously, they love Hazrat. So now they would come. Now he used to, after Jummah, give everybody a chance for musafah. So people used to come, like how when the great ulama come here, mashallah, the whole masjid wants to make, the whole malima wants to make salam with them. And bichara, their old age also, they will sit and they'll make salam with each and every individual. So some individuals, 5 times 2 days coming back to make salam. 7 times 2 days coming back to make salam. Now, when the people are see this silsila is not coming to an end, then quickly he should go inside his room. Mawlana Shafi'i Thani Rahmatullah Ali should go inside the room. And people used to say, ab andar ko par gaye, ab kisi se nahi milenge. Now he's gone inside, he's not going to meet anyone. To us par Hazrat farmate the, that ab main bura ho gaya hun. Now I'm gone old now. Thak jata hun. I'm tired now. My old age. Isliye aisa karta hun. That is why I'm doing like this. That I stop the musafas, now I'm gone inside the room. I'm gone old now. Sahib Aji. Varna, main in musalmanon ke musafhe ko apne liye najat ka zariya samajhta. For me to meet all the Muslim people and for me to make salam to all of them, I consider that going to be a means of my salvation in akhirat. I wouldn't have left, but because of my old age, that's why I have no option now. So my dear respected brothers, qal is not enough. Qal is not enough. Only speaking is not enough. We need to create hal within ourselves, a better ruhani, spiritual condition from within us, connected to Allah Ta'ala. Then if we go out in our community, and if we make little bit tabligh, little bit tazkir, little bit ta'lim, it will be effective inshallah. Because we're backing it up. We're not only doing it outwardly, we're also backing it up inwardly. As the Quran Sharif says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Are you instructing people to do good? But you're forgetting about your own self. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. And you're reciting the Quran. But we're speaking all nice things, but ourselves, we are not being practical. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you understand? Now when we leave from our madrasas and we go out, it's a big world there. Aisa no, the world captivates us. When we go out, the world has an impact on us. Allah save us from that. Amen. We should have an impact on the world, rather than the world having impact on us. If we go to any community, we should be the beacon of hidayat. We should be the beacon of hidayat wherever we go. People coming to us for hidayat. People coming to us to learn. People coming to us. We are promoting deen. Not that now when we went there, we graduated, we became ulama, we studied so many years. When we go there, then when we go into our own communities, those communities have an impact on us. Now we can't even recognize this person is a graduate of a Darul Uloom. He's a Basanad Alim. He got a Sanad which reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But on him, zahiran wa batinan, outwardly and inwardly, we can't see any nishan of it. Allah save us from that. Allah save us from that. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to rectify our aman, our aqidah, our ta'luk with the mashayikh, our ta'luk with the deen. Wherever we go, be flag bearers of Islam, inshallah. Carry Islam on our shoulders wherever we go and do it happily. Do it running. Do it like as we are so enjoying what we are doing. Because why? We are uplifting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala accept his viewers. Give me tawfiq to make amal. All of us to make tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.